There, Andy?
I'm here. Hi, Jasmine. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Nice talking to you.
It's great talking to you, too.
You want to say thank you for him being our guest today?
Of course. I'm very, very happy for you being our guest today.
Well, it's my pleasure, sweetheart.
Okay, go ahead with your first question, Jasmine.
Was it difficult adapting to life in the United States when you came from Cuba?
You know, I moved from Havana to Miami Beach into a predominantly Jewish American community, which was very warm, and it wasn't really difficult at all. I mean, there were some transitional elements. I had to learn the language, and so there was some disorientation, but I had a really beautiful childhood growing up in Miami Beach, and although I've always found I've been sort of profoundly nostalgic about Cuba and where I came from, I had a really great upbringing.
Okay. When you were a kid, what was your favorite thing to do when you first came to America?
I love the beach. We lived near the beach, and we used to go to the beach and pick up Coke bottles, empty Coke bottles, and take them into the store and get, like, you know, refunds, like, you know, nickels and dimes and stuff like that. I think at that time it was more like pennies and nickels.
Oh, how cute.
But we used to do that a lot. And, you know, I always loved to play sports, so I played a lot of sports when I was a kid.
What type of sports did you play?
Basketball, baseball, and, you know, tag football.
I love baseball and basketball. Those are two of my favorite sports.
Oh, good, good.
Yeah, you were really good at basketball when you were a senior.
I was a good basketball. I dedicated a lot of time to that game, and I really loved the game. And so, you know, I spent a good deal of my first 18 years of my life playing basketball. So.
And then what happened?
It's a great game, and I'm still a big fan.
And then what happened when you were a senior in high school and when you were playing basketball? And that's when you decided to become an actor and get into acting?
Yeah, I started taking acting classes as a senior in high school. I had gotten ill from mononucleosis, and it took me out of my senior year of the basketball. And in that downtime, I started taking acting classes, and I was very stimulated by it. And that grew into a real desire to continue my studies in that field and pursue it as a career.
Now, Andy, I heard you really like hats. How many hats do you have, and what's your favorite out of all of them?
Wow, yeah, I do have a lot of hats. I haven't counted them. maybe 50.
That's a lot of hats.
You collect hats like women collect shoes.
Well, you know, you never know when you might need an interesting hat for a character, so when I see something interesting, I that and accoutrements like that and canes.
Yeah, speaking of hats, the kids saw that you love berets in the wintertime, and they were wondering, you know, what colors you don't have so that maybe they can send you one as a gift.
Oh, that's very nice. I just wear the standard, you know, sort of black, you know, dark beret. I don't have, that's just kind of the standard color.
Andy, what is your wackiest hat you have?
The wackiest hat?
Mm-hmm.
I have a Mad Hatter hat.
Oh, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Do you wear it very often?
Well, I've worn it for my little daughters when they were growing up. They were big fans of Alice in Wonderland, so I would put it on every so often to make them laugh.
Oh, so you were their character from Alice in Wonderland.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
Andy, this is my last question. Did you ever do any plays on Broadway?
No, I've never been on Broadway. I've done plays, but never been on Broadway.
Oh, okay.
Is there, ask him about maybe what he's going to do in the future. Does he have any ideas about being on, doing plays in the future?
Do you have any interest of doing plays in the future?
I would like to. I would like to. I just have a movie out now that I've been trying to make for the past 16 years of my life. It's called The Lost City. And it takes place in Cuba at the time of the revolution, about a family. It's a movie that I act in, but I also direct. And so that's been a lifelong, sort of like my life's work. So.
Wow, that's wonderful. Mm.
Do you go to Cuba to do that?
No, we shot it in the Dominican Republic.
Oh, okay. That's pretty cool.
And now tell us more about your lifelong dream and the Lost City, Andy.
It's a movie about a Cuban family and what happens to them during this dramatic change that happened in the country. And the, sort of, I'm a product of this story, so it always intrigued me. And we use music as sort of a main character in the film. You know, my character owns a cabaret, so there's a lot of music and dance in the piece.
Night Show. Star for the Night is a nonprofit foundation empowering children who are seriously ill, homeless, and kids from the Byrne Foundation have the greatest nights of their lives, sharing the spotlight and interviewing their favorite celebrities on the radio. Tonight, we have the kids from the Cancer Center who have had an interview with Andy Garcia, one of Hollywood's biggest movie stars. And we are going to be airing some of the interview later on, but right now we have the kids from the Cancer Center that are going to be talking to us live, and we're accepting calls from callers to ask them how their event went and how the interview with Andy Garcia went. And we're starting out now with Jasmine. Jasmine, can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Hi, Deseret. I am 12 years old. I go to Morris Junior High School. I'm in the 7th grade, and I am a 3-time cancer survivor.
Oh, wow. You are awesome. And you just shine, Jasmine. You are gorgeous and beautiful inside and out. Everybody just loves being around you and your energy. How old are you?
I'm 12.
You're 12. And what's your last name, Jasmine?
Lumumba.
And I kind of messed that up when we were having the interview with Andy, and we want to make sure we get that right because your grandfather's listening this evening, huh? Is it your grandfather?
Yes.
Yeah, he wants to be able to listen in and hear about your event and your great interview with Andy. Your part of the interview before we had a power surge turned out to be the main part that got through before our power went out. It always seems to be that bad timing, huh? But your interview was spectacular. You did such a wonderful job, and Andy was so pleased with you.
Thank you.
And now, how did you feel about the interview and what Andy said, Jasmine?
The interview was lots of fun. I enjoyed talking to him. He was sort of funny, the different things he said.
Yeah, he had a great sense of humor.
Mm-hmm.
And he was from Cuba. And
that was cool, finding out the different things that he said about Cuba and the movie that was supposed to take place in Cuba but really didn't.
Yeah, well, his big long life dream, he said, was the Lost City, which is a new movie that's coming out, and he's just saying that is like one of his big long life dreams, making this movie so that people could be aware about Cuba and how he sort of put the idea of a love story with two people, but we're trying to give the impression that it was also a love story of how he felt about Cuba himself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very, very interesting. We're going to be playing, for the listeners that have just tuned in, we're going to be playing the interview with Andy Garcia in just 5 minutes. But in the meantime, we're trying to introduce you to our Star for the Night kids who had the interview with one of their favorite celebrities. And tell us more, Jasmine, about your event and how you felt about it and what you felt about Andy.
My favorite thing that I think we talked about was his different hats that he had.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm sort of a hat collector. I have lots of different hats.
What kind of hats do you have? We heard about the different hats Andy has, but what kind of hats do you have?
I have a big pink and purple one that I got from Great America, a black one, a silvery black one that I borrowed from my dad, just regular everyday hats, baseball caps, beanies, different things like that.
You know, just on kind of a serious note, Jasmine, I want to ask, because the audience out there realizes that, you know, by listening to the other hosts on the show and that you know, going through what you and some of the other Star for the Night kids went through with cancer, what do you feel? I know this is pretty serious and deep, but I want you to be able to express it to the audience. What do you feel was your greatest attribute to getting better?
The support that my friends and family gave me.
Love conquers all, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, and I see it in your face. You're so loved, and you love so many people. That is wonderful. You know, that's going to be a wonderful thing for people to hear and very inspiring. And you are very inspiring to other people.
Thank you.
Okay, what about your hats, baby doll?
What about them?
Do you want to tell us what Andy said about his hats?
He said he couldn't find out how, he didn't know how many hats he had. He wasn't positive he had so many.
So what kind of things do you like to do on your spare time? What hobbies do you have?
I do cheerleading, I'm in choir, and I'm in dance.
Wow. That is awesome. So you have different ideas of what you might want to do using your creative abilities in the future.
Mm-hmm. And at Marsh right now, I'm taking a food and nutrition class, so I cook dinner for my family sometimes.
You're kidding.
No.
So you're a little chef?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Will you come over and cook for me?
Sure. For our final, we had to cook a full three-course meal.
Oh, that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. For the people that have just tuned in to A Star for the Night show, we're a nonprofit foundation, and we help children that are seriously ill and homeless and kids from the Burn Foundation. We give them the best nights of their lives interviewing their favorite celebrities. And tonight we're sitting here with our Star for the Night kids that interviewed Andy Garcia. And now we're going to be getting prepared to put the interview on so that all of you can hear from Andy himself. And are we about ready to go from the technical people? 30 seconds. Okay, so just so you know that the Star for the Night kids are from the Cancer Foundation. They're very, very inspiring, awesome kids that have gone through a lot, and I hope from this show can inspire you as well as Andy inspiring them. If any callers would like to call in and ask any questions of our Star for the Night kids, you know the number from the website. If you're on the website listening, you can see it right there. Otherwise, you could call in to 530-876-9146. Anyway, if you could get us, are we tuned in yet to play? Here we go. And now here's Andy Garcia. And now we're back with the Star for the Night kids that interviewed their favorite celebrity, Andy Garcia. Wasn't that a wonderful interview?
It was amazing.
And now I'm sitting here with our second Star for the Night child, and this is Summer. How are you doing, Summer?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm great. And you want to tell the audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, my name is Summer Sullender. I'm 21, and I actually my youngest brother was diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma when he was 7 years old, and so I'm his oldest sister, and he is now recovering and doing great, and I attend Butte College and love ballroom dancing.
Yay. Well, what did you think of your interview with Andy, and maybe you could tell the audience a little bit about your interview since we had a power surge back when we taped it last week.
It was really great. He's really funny and just really laid back. I asked him a couple questions, a little bit about his family. I guess he said that he met his wife. The night he met his wife, he proposed to her, he told me, and that was really cool. And just about his movies, and he stays in contact with a lot of the people that he works with. And he's just very laid back and fun and easygoing.
He was wonderful, absolutely wonderful, and funny, too.
Yes, very funny.
He came up with jokes every time he got a possible chance to have us laughing.
Absolutely.
I just really wish that that whole interview went through, but, you know, we can have callers call in and ask us questions. The phone number is 1-877-876-5227. And these are the Star for the Night kids from the Cancer Center that interviewed their favorite celebrity, Andy Garcia, on the Star for the Night show. Now, Summer, tell us a little bit more about your brother and some of the maybe the trials and tribulations that you've had to endure.
Well, like I said, he was diagnosed when he was 7 years old with Ewing sarcoma, and he had to have his left shoulder bone just removed because it had eaten the bone away, and he went through a year of chemotherapy, and he's in recovery right now. But we had a commute to Sacramento for his chemotherapy, and he was there 1 week out of every single month, and it was me and my mother. We were with him at the hospital for the week, and He actually did really well. He didn't really like the hospital very much, but he enjoyed the nurses that he worked with, so it was good.
So how does it, what does it put you through, and how did it work for you being able to, you know, cope with this going on in your family?
Well, with him being our youngest brother, he was already the baby, so it was good. It was hard, but our family, we have a really big family. Joel's the youngest of six children, so I'm the oldest, and we have a lot of family support and just with our friends, and it was difficult, but with Joel's just very strong, and he really just gave our whole family like a lot of just faith and courage to go through the ordeal, as I think we just encouraged each other. So,
well, you are definitely inspiration to everyone out there that is listening to you and what you've gone through. We had a caller just call in who wants to interview Jasmine. So what we'll do is we'll put Jasmine on and then get back to Summer again. And here's our...
You want me to use both of these?
No.
Oh, I see. Okay. I'll go with the Italian herb. Fair enough. Okay.
Hello.
Oh, hello.
You're on the air.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. I was calling in. This is Jasmine's uncle, Charles.
Well, hello, Uncle Charles. Did you have some questions you would like to ask Jasmine about her event interviewing Andy Garcia?
I apologize. I can barely hear you.
Okay. Do you have some questions for Jasmine in regards to her interview with Andy Garcia?
I tell you what. Let me try calling back in, because I just can't hear you. I'll try it again.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, now we'll get back to Summer. Now we'll get back to Summer, and, oh boy, wait, we got the caller calling in already. Okay, get ready, Jasmine. So, Jasmine, until that caller finally gets on the air, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing in school?
Well, I just got through with finals, and tomorrow in history we're watching movies practically in all my classes this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's the last week of school. We get out Thursday.
Oh, wow. So it's been just headstrong, head to the drawing board trying to get that done, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, until we get your uncle settled, I think what I'm going to do is get Mike on to talk and do his interviews, talk about his interviews right now, because our phone systems, they don't seem to be hearing us well enough for the callers calling in. So, Mike, how are you doing?
I'm doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. We're having some problems with the caller who's trying to get through. I guess he's... having some technical difficulties himself.
Oh, you're on? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, caller, are you there? Okay, so anyway, Mike, tell us a little bit about your... tell us a little bit about your questions and interview with Andy.
Yes, Andy, he was a really great guy, really down to earth. He's just an amazing fellow, really funny, little family man, loves doing movies, just pretty much an average guy, just like me and you and everyone else who's listening out there.
Yeah, he was absolutely fabulous, had us cracking up. What was one of the things, questions that you asked him that had us just on the floor laughing?
Oh, which one? There was quite a few.
Well, we had... you asked him about some of the women that he's kissed in his movies.
Oh, yes. One of my friends from school, I told I was going to be able to interview Andy Garcia, and he told me, Oh, Michael, gotta ask him in Ocean's 11 how it was to kiss Julia Roberts. I was like, all right, I'll go up to him and ask him. So when I was able to ask him, I was like, hey, one of my friends from school wants to know how it was to kiss Julia Roberts. He was like, I didn't. We're like, oh, okay. Well, how was it to be on the set? And then you like whispered over like who was it?
Well, why don't you ask him what it was like to kiss Uma Thurman or Andy McDowell? He's kissed so many women. I think even Ashley Judd. And when I said that to you, Andy said, well, who's asking, him or you? And I said, well, Andy, I was just trying to help him with the question, but if I was to ask that question, I would want to ask the women what it was like kissing you. So he laughed and said he'd give me their number.
Yeah, so we were laughing at that one for quite a while.
Yeah, he's pretty down to earth. You know, I went to Cuba back last year.
Oh, really?
And some friends and I got a visa to be able to be like missionaries and get into Cuba legally. And it seemed like most of the people were pretty fine, but the animals were so skinny and starving everywhere. So my friends were teasing me because I did Star for the Night events for the animals. And I went to the restaurants and I got all of their leftover food, brought them back to the animals, and gave them the best dinner they've ever had in their lives.
I bet they really enjoyed
the
that.
The cats got lobster and the dogs got steak. So at least that way, you know, I got to do my Star for the Night events for the starving animals.
I bet that they enjoyed that quite a bit.
But, you know, Cuba was quite incredible. And, you know, I can see why he would feel so strongly about, you know, resisting going back and you know, giving the power back to his past when he's been exiled like that.
Yeah.
His wife that he met is his soulmate.
Yep, I met her in Sacramento at a dance club or something.
Uh-huh, and they fell madly in love at first sight and got married. Should we play the interview again? Should we play the interview again so that the audience could hear it again? While we're tuning that in, for those of you that have just tuned in, this is the Star for the Night show, and the kids from the Cancer Foundation are co-hosting, and they've interviewed their favorite celebrity, which is number one Hollywood star, Andy Garcia. And we're going to be playing the interview that we got coming up right now, and we're also having callers call in so that they can talk to the Star for the Night kids and find out just how their event went and how did the interview go. Now we're back with the Star for the Night kids that interviewed Andy Garcia. Wasn't that an awesome interview?
Oh, it was. It was terrific.
Yeah. And now we're here with Michael, who was wanting to talk more about his interview with Andy. It seemed that Andy was just such a gentle and I don't know, such deep-hearted person.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. And some more of the interviewing questions that you had were, what other things were you talking to Andy about?
I talked about some of his childhood, when he was in high school, when he grew up. When he was very young, he was really active into sports and stuff. He played basketball, baseball, lots of different school sports.
Mm-hmm. And then, you're into that too, huh?
Yep, I did that too. I play lacrosse and soccer, swimming, all these different sports.
Now, even when you're going through some of your bouts of sickness with cancer and that, mm-hmm. do you even play with a special sports wheelchair?
Yes, I do. I have RSD in my heels, which is a type of nerve damage, and when the pain gets too great, I have to go into a wheelchair. And I have a special sports wheelchair that I have, so I'm able to play track and field, pretty much any sport that any able person can do, but I'm just a lot smaller and in a chair.
Oh, that is so awesome. And do you do a great job? Do you feel like you could just kick butt, just
yeah.
like everybody else?
Yeah, the chair moves so quickly. Sometimes I'm able to just beat them down the court.
That is so awesome. That is so. Talk about just taking a situation and making it for the best.
Yeah, you always try to put everything the best perspective and just give it all you got. Always make every day a good day and live like every day like there's no tomorrow.
You know, I just love talking with you, Michael. You have so much personality and your eyes just twinkle. And I just love talking to you and love being around you and your energy.
Oh, thank you.
You're just so inspiring.
Oh, we got a little caller.
We've got lots of callers and some are even on hold and we're just wanting to make sure that we could get this signal in well enough for them so that the listeners out there don't have to hear the phone sound. Yeah, he was a very, very good-hearted person. And he also had mono when he was a teenager.
Yeah, he did.
And, that's weird. And so anyway, he had mono when he was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
And
isn't that what got him into his acting?
Actually, that did. It got him into acting. And once he couldn't pursue the activities with the sports, then he decided to get into the acting and realized that it was a total dream and that that's what he was going to pursue for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and he was really gifted with it too.
Well, he won, he was nominated for an Oscar for Best Supporting Role in The Godfather. And did you see Twisted or did you see Jennifer 8? Ocean's 11.
I have seen Ocean's 11. I've seen a lot of his movies, but it's been so long, but I recall some of them.
Do we have a caller on the line now? Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm there.
Oh, great. So you.
This time I can hear you.
This time you can hear us. Great. Okay, and did you want to speak with one of our Star for the Night kids in regards to their interview with Andy Garcia?
Yes, that would be Jasmine.
Okay. All right. We got our caller here, Jasmine. Okay, and here is Jasmine now.
Good deal. Hey, Jasmine, it's Uncle Chuck. How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. So you got a chance to speak with Mr. Andy Garcia, huh?
Yes.
Did you have fun with him?
Lots of fun.
Lots of fun? That's good. Was he a good guy to you?
Yes.
What did you guys talk about?
Lots of stuff.
Lots of stuff like what?
Hats, his different movies that he did.
Uh-huh.
The different things he did in America when he first moved here, what he did in Cuba.
Oh, okay. And I'm sure you enjoyed it very much, huh?
Yes.
Do you have, like, headphones on right now so you can hear?
Yes.
Oh, very cool. What's the name of the radio station?
BBS Radio.
Oh, okay, great. Great. That's a local station up there in Sacramento?
Actually, it's nationwide, and it's internet radio. And so that's why we've got so many callers.
And when you get home, give me a call, and I'll talk with you again, okay?
Okay, bye.
All right, congratulations, son. I hope you had a good time.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Okay, now we're going to be back with Mike to finish up, and then we're going to get Summer back on the phone here. Okay, so Mike, what did you think about what he was saying as far as his passions with acting?
Oh, I thought they were just great. He's got a wife, kids, great family life, and his acting is just amazing. His most classic movie, The Godfather, man, what a great role he played in.
Oh, he did an awesome job.
And I believe he won an Oscar for Most Supporting Actor.
He was nominated for it.
Yeah, nominated for The Godfather for
For the Best Supporting Actor.
And he had a great time on that set with all the cast. Pretty much he told us it was like family to him. Mm-hmm. Everyone had a great time together.
Yeah, he said also something about how he keeps in touch with most of the people that he is in his movies with and continues his relationships like their family.
Yeah, every movie is like a new family for him. Every cast is like a larger family to add on.
Mm-hmm. He seems like such a spiritual person to me. Did he feel that way to you too?
Yeah.
Just really connected to you?
Yeah, just really gentle, kind, caring about everyone. Just really sweet, down-to-earth guy.
Yeah, I was telling him how most of the moms are trying to knock their way into interviewing him themselves. The moms think, well, he was voted 2 years in a row, I believe, as one of the 100 most sexiest people in the world.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And he was on the cover of GQ magazine several times.
Huh.
And it's so funny because, you know, usually the bad boys, the guys that play the bad boys in the movies, usually they aren't the most gorgeous, sexy, sought-after men, you know, because they don't usually portray that romantic and, you know, sexy villain. You know, very few villains are romantic and sexy, but he takes the cake. You know, he's got those exotic eyes.
Yeah, he's just got the looks to play the role that just matches everything and puts it above everyone else.
Yep, I think so too. Well, why don't we get Summer on and find out a little bit more about her interview. And welcome back, Summer. For those of you that have just tuned in, this is a Star for the Night show, and we take kids that are seriously ill or homeless or kids that are from the Byrne Foundation, and we give them an empowering night to remember by giving them the best nights of their lives. And here on the radio show, we have them interview their favorite celebrities. And this week, they interviewed Andy Garcia, and we had a power surge about halfway through. And so we're now having callers call in to talk to the kids about their interview and playing the interview a couple of times during the show. And here we're now with Summer.
Hi.
Hello again.
Hello.
Anyway, so where were we at?
We had just talked about, I just finished saying about about Joel's journey through basically his
cancer.
Chemo. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And how you've gotten through that, and you guys have gotten even closer.
Yeah.
Through the trials and tribulations of of that type of you know, tragic, you know, serious illness that not just the child goes through, but everybody in the family. Yeah. Everyone goes through it together, and it brings you closer and closer.
Definitely.
And surely makes you appreciate life and what we have, and I think that's what makes you guys so special, is that you know that each day is so special, and you guys are just totally alive and an inspiration to everybody. You know, Andy was also talking about how he's never done plays, but this movie that is coming out now is his one big dream, The Lost City.
Yeah. Yeah, he was telling us about that movie that he's been waiting to do for quite some time now, and he's really excited to get it out there, and he's very passionate about that. You could tell, and just in his voice and everything that he was saying about it, you could tell he had a passion and a love for it. That was inspiring just to hear him talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Now, what types of dreams and ideals do you have going into your future, Summer?
Well, actually, I'm getting married in January.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
Oh, so young. So you must have just met your soulmate and fell in love first sight, just like Andy.
Well, I've known him for 4 years, but we started dating, and then we were getting married, and marriage, and I want to finish school to be a teacher. I really want to teach. And
that's amazing.
Yeah, would like to work with the disabled, very much so too, and so yeah.
Well, that is wonderful. And so kids that have the illnesses like your brother, or children that just have difficulties with academics?
Disabilities of any type. I would like to get, I was talking to Joy Todd and just want to get involved with them, like the RAD organization, and just get involved, and I like doing all the walks for life and all that. So I just like to be involved and get the word out about just organizations that help children with illnesses or disabilities.
Well, that is fabulous. That is incredible. What do you think the interview with Andy did to help inspire you?
Well, he had his passion for the movie that he has coming out, and I just like to hear, you know, the people that have their passions, and it just gives you inspirations to go for yours, and like just that he would take the time and just talk to us. It just inspires you to know that there are people out there that support what you're doing and getting the word out as well. And so I think that was definitely what just inspired me, the fact that he kind of just showed his support for this organization.
So what is your brother doing now? How is he, and what does he want to do as he transpires through this difficulty and gets better?
He's doing great. He's getting back into sports, and he's really likes swimming and stuff like that. He's been into his video games lately, but he's looking into just getting involved himself. He likes to go to all kinds of like the Walk for Life, and just all kinds of, and he just recently went to Great America for the RAD organization, and he likes to play baseball a lot, and he likes basketball, and he's getting really involved in any sport that really comes out, because he wasn't able to play for so long, so any sport that comes now. And as he's kind of just living for the day, really. He just takes every day as it comes and lives it to its fullest, really.
That is incredible and wonderful. And you are the most awesome sister. You are just the most best sister anybody can have. And I am so excited for you. Congratulations that you're going to be getting married, and that your journey's made you be inspired to be a teacher.
Yes, thank you.
Share yourself and share your heart and all of your lessons that you have learned through, you know, this hard time with your brother.
Yeah, I'm definitely has inspired my way of life for sure.
Well, thanks again, Summer. Did you have a great event?
It was so amazing. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. I want to get Michael back on, and then after Michael's last part of the interview, we're going to play Andy's interview again, and then we'll be ready to say goodnight. And now, Michael, I didn't get a chance to ask you what plans do you have for the future, and how did Andy Garcia inspire you in your life as well?
What I want to do for the future, well, first I want to finish up school, of course, and go to college and graduate and become an aerospace engineer. I'm just really good with designing, mechanics, really athletic, so I might get into a few sports as I get out of high school and college. And Andy, he's just really inspired me into doing sports, acting, and he's just a low-key guy and just really caring, and so am I. We're both really, really alike. So
I could see it. I could see that you have the big heart. You're very, very gentle. You communicate excellently.
Thank you.
You're very articulate. And you're both into sports.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what do you think? He's going to inspire you to maybe get into more acting?
Who knows? Maybe. Who knows? He can probably be my agent when I get older.
Or maybe your director.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, that is so wonderful. And as far as, you know, maybe some ideas in the future, in the near future, what do you think you're going to be doing, you know, maybe this summer?
This summer, I've got to be water skiing. I'm a national competitor water skier, so I've got tournaments pretty much every weekend. I ski 3 times a day, and just pretty much get ready for regionals and nationals.
I cannot believe this. Now, you've had cancer, you've had other problems that are so painful, and look at you. You're excelling to be this champion. That is amazing.
Thank you.
It's really amazing. I just love your smiley eyes. I wish this wasn't radio. I wish it was TV so everybody could see your beautiful smiley eyes. Even when you're not smiling, they're smiling.
Well, thank you.
So you think, which sport is going to be your favorite that you really want to excel at the most?
My two favorite sports that I love doing most of all is either water skiing or lacrosse. Water skiing I've done ever since I was 2 years old, ever since I've been able to walk. And then when we moved up to Chico, a guy named Brian Kehoe, who was my coach this year, started a club sport called lacrosse up in Chico. And we've been bringing it up for about 4 or 5 years now. And actually this year, We were undefeated throughout the whole entire year and became state champions.
Oh, I can't wait. I'm going to come and watch you.
All right.
I am going to be there. I'm going to be your cheerleader in the front row. Maybe we could get Andy out to cheer you on, too.
All righty.
You know, I'm sure he's listening, and we'd love to have him out, too.
Yeah.
And we're going to get ready and play the interview again before we close out tonight. And I just want to tell all my Star for the Night kids, thank you so very much, and you guys were awesome. And that was one of Hollywood's biggest celebrities, Andy Garcia. And you have been listening to the Star for the Night show. And I'd like to thank our special guest, Andy Garcia, for giving that wonderful interview for the kids. And we want to also thank our Star for the Night kids from the Cancer Center. And thanks again, you guys, and everybody say good night.
Good night, Garcia. Bye.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.